The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Monday. No, it's not. Stupid.
Dumbass. Stupid bitch.
Freaking moron. It's Tuesday. Hey, Alex. Good morning. It's Tuesday.
Here it is. I thought I had this. Let me play this for you.
Aw, 80.
Forgot I had that.
It's not nice.
Why y'all so mean to each other all the time?
I like when you bicker back and forth.
That's what you said, bicker backing.
Nah, seriously though, it's Tuesday. I was checking you there to make sure you're on guard, and you were. We were fencing in here verbally.
No, there's a lot of stuff going on.
So much.
A lot of balls in the face or whatever they say.
In the chair.
In the fire.
A lot of bears in the chair.
Balls in the air tonight. Whatever Phil Collins is trying to do.
That's a great song.
How's he doing health wise? Anybody heard about the Phil?
He's doing a little bit better, but he said he probably is not going to be able to perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, I'll just sell my tickets.
Yeah, not going.
Oh.
I will not go now.
That is shocking.
Because people thought there might be like a little mini Genesis reunion, you know?
I remember. I love that part. Mm-hmm. That's such a good song.
Have not heard about Arn Maiden, if they're going to sing or not.
Oh, I thought you meant Arn Anderson.
Arn, Marty Lundy.
Thought he was...
Is he still around?
He is.
That's good.
He is. He's helping his son make money.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Which looks like he could be Shivani's son. Easily. Easily.
Right. Easily approaching. Yes, for sure. By the way, I just saw this breaking news. Don't leave your kid in a hot car this year. There's new ordinances, and it's still really bad to do.
But dogs are cool, but not
kids. No, neither.
That's the time of the year when they'll start reminding you, which, again, you're an absolute moron if you have to be reminded of that. But, you know, the excuse of, she got busy on the way to work and just drove right by the school. And just went right into work. It's like, good Lord, boy,
get your
life balanced.
I'm only going to take 10 minutes when I go into the store. And by the time I get, thinks like that? Like,
yes.
Who goes into the store and only takes 10 minutes?
Exactly.
So I may have to ask Rob this. So what if you see something in a car and you break the window? Are you charged? Or
I think Safe Auto would come out to us and replace it.
It was. You got full coverage. You get one a year.
Nice. Thinking ahead.
Once a year, you should just break your windshield just because you know they'll come out. And then when you try to pay them, you're like,
nope.
Shake it off. You know some of those guys are like, all right, come on.
Bill me.
You want to tip me is fine. Can I tip them?
I don't know. I know one grocery chain is frowned upon.
Tipping?
Yeah. They have it even on the window or the door. Yeah. No tipping.
That's bull.
That's not nice.
That's such bull mud.
I got a lot of those back in the day at Winn-Dixie. Like, hey, all right, we get tipped.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did you always offer to take groceries to the car?
Well, we had to.
Yeah.
We had to at least ask.
Even if it was like a grown-ass man, you'd still have to ask. And then every once in a while, because you had to do it. No matter old woman, a young man, whatever. Hey, you need some help out? And the guy would just look at you and go, no. It's like, all right, dick.
We
I was going to squeeze your bananas when I stuck them in there. Not like that. I mean, it's fruit. You know what I mean. It's
you just can't resist to squeeze a banana.
Come here, banana.
Somebody misheard
so
that.
Good.
Oh, it's some plantain. Very nice, sir.
Did he call him a banana and said he was going to squeeze his?
This cart is bananas, and it's got janky wheels.
God, we had, our manager, Gloria, said you better make sure you ask, and then, if you got to go out to the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
Then another chain I worked for Linda. Everybody knew Linda.
Linda.
Well, she was hell. If you worked third shift and you weren't out by 6 a.m., you get fired.
Really?
Yep. She was, I don't know what I want to say because she might still be around, but she was tough.
Yeah. You'll maybe see her next Thursday.
Yeah.
He never had any confrontation with Linda.
I was thinking, I've only worked for women in the grocery business.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know why I'm oohing, but
and they were tough. That's
tough cookies.
Instead of saying the B word, they were tough.
Oh, I was going one more up the vocabulary.
Let's that one too.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. She was a crook, is what we were saying.
Oh, yeah. No.
That C word that no one wants to be labeled. It's a crook.
Cookie.
Tough cookie.
If you were a bagger, you were not allowed to page anybody in the store.
Right.
The phone was off limits.
Do you know why they don't call the female baggers baguettes page? Because
it's
that's a deli item that they sell. They don't want to confuse people.
Can't do it. You'd be waiting on a breadstick to bag your groceries.
Yeah, that just
that would be interesting.
Wouldn't work very well.
I would take both home.
Yeah,
the baguette and the baguettes.
Yes. Well, you hang out with baguettes, is what I've heard.
I love it.
Sometimes.
That's what I've heard.
Bagag.
Yeah, she'll hang out with a whole loaf sometimes, you know.
Yes. It's gone.
And then that one friend, you mean Crazy Bread? Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one.
She smells.
She's
terrible.
My favorite. Old Crazy Bread.
Old Crazy Bread. What's up, Crazy Bread?
What are you doing?
Oh, why did you never hire Buck Cherry, Little Caesars? Hey, I want some Crazy Bread.
Sorry. It took me a minute. I was playing off the Buck Cherry part. They have a new dessert I don't know about.
I thought you were thinking about a different song.
Makes me hungry.
Take the re off. You have to explain to me how Show Karma works.
How the show?
Our Show Karma works. Because we had Cope on, but we had FTR on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then FTR dropped the straps.
Yeah.
It's a double or nothing.
To Cope and Christian.
The wild match with fire.
Yes. Yeah.
So I guess it's good for us either way.
Yeah, I mean, we had both people on the you know, leading up to their big fight.
Yeah.
Big fight. True. I only watched the pre part. I didn't throw 50 on it.
Oh, did you watch Mick?
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you think that worked out? I missed it.
You know. I mean, Foley, you can just stick him anywhere, you know?
Like, yeah.
He's been to all of them. He that's what he does. He gets mad at WWE and goes, all right, well, screw you. I'm going to – can't go back to TNA now because they own them too, kind of. So it's like, where's he going? Triple H? No, they own them too now. It's like, what's he going to do? I mean, he's got
– MLW, maybe?
Yeah, could.
He wears that as welcome, is that what you say?
No, he just is – he's so good that he never lacks a job, even though he's not even wrestling anymore.
Nice.
Yeah. Kind of like Flair did it for like 30 years.
Now, I don't know what his daughter does for money, but you think he'd kind of parlay a spot for her?
She was there.
Oh, yeah. She was?
Yeah, she was sitting front row. He pointed her out to everyone. I think that's part of the deal. She gets a free plug on TV.
Maybe she don't
remember,
have
they were trying to do the Hogan's Know Best with him.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
I think it only went one season,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why people didn't like it or just didn't have
I thought it had a better story. I think it did.
Yeah.
They just didn't have the wild kids. His kids are so well-mannered. Although...
Plus, it's on the network, so you didn't really get a lot of exposure like Hogan did on
VH1. Yeah, yes. Yeah, they didn't have creative control, which he's such a homebody, and, like, you know, it's, you know, he had a Christmas room at the house. Yep. I remember that.
I mean, the Marks were going to watch it, but you weren't going to get, like, any crossover.
No. You just sit there wondering the whole time, like, God, there's hope for me that, you know, I used to watch that show, so there's hope for me, because I'm a, you know... rugged-looking type, and there she was, you know, former model.
Do you remember the other show, Legends House? That was a great idea. Now, three of them have passed away.
God, only three?
I think. Going off the top of my head, Mean Gene's gone.
Yeah.
Rowdy Roddy's gone.
Yes.
Fink's gone.
Oh, yeah, I forgot he was on there.
Because he was on there.
Yeah, the Fink.
I was like, man.
Maybe some others. Sheik. Sheiky Baby.
Was he on there?
I thought so.
He might have been. He's definitely gone.
Yeah.
Mrs. Yes. Tweets.
Oh, God, yes. Even if it was him or not.
Yeah, it's whoever tweeted for him.
Yeah.
Get your ass back on there. Just pretend like, oh, the ghost of the Sheik. Randy Savage, steal my cocaine.
Let's see. I want to see that now. Who all was on there? Okay, you had Tony Atlas. He's alive.
He's very much alive.
He's very alive. Jimmy Hart, who we talked to.
Oh, yeah.
A month ago, he was on there.
God, I wish I would.
Freddie Blassie's dead. Hacksaw, Hillbilly Jim is still alive. So the ones that are dead, I think you named them, except you missed Classy Freddie Blassie.
But he's been dead a long time.
Yeah. I think he died the next year. Oh, Pat Patterson.
Yeah, that's who it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Freddie died, yeah. What, 20 years ago, probably?
God.
Pencil neck queer, isn't that what you used to call people?
Geek.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yeah, pencil neck geek. Yeah, you were thinking, you were having PTSD from middle school back then.
Mixed up with geek guy.
Yeah.
Because I called everybody that. That's why.
Yeah.
Geek.
There's that. Nobody who lost in that match with MJF and Darby?
Oh, for the hair. Dang it, I don't know.
I'm sure it was Darby because he just got hair plugs. Did MJF.
Nice.
Remember the wrestler page that was in Happy Gilmore 2 that played Happy's son? He's not Italian. He's Jewish, but he kind of favors Italian.
I haven't seen two.
MJF. Well, anyway, he got hair plugs put in. And got put into a hair versus title match. And if he lost, he'd have to get his head shaved. And I'm like, there ain't no way. Like, he was gone from TV for a while, and I think it was to get the hair plugs.
Now, I would say.
He's very young.
I would say the page would know him from Iron Claw, but he wasn't in Iron Claw for very long.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's a very, very small part.
Yeah.
Let me see here.
Google image search MJF. Well, you'll see him. You'll recognize him. And then tell me if you think he's attractive or not.
Bleacher Report is a S-word website.
Well, that's because...
God almighty. Not everything has to be a dissertation of 18 web pages.
I wrote it.
Was he ever here? Because I don't remember.
No, we've never had him in here.
Oh, okay. He's handsome.
I'd love to.
God,
have him come in and insult us for an hour.
Oh, he was one of those, huh?
Oh, yeah. No, he's not been in here, but he is that type.
Oh.
Like, even when you go meet him at, like, a meet and greet, he'll, like, you know, flip you off in the picture or, you know, make fun of you, kind of roast you a little
nice.
Bit.
Nice.
Just like you thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
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 Darby lost.
He ain't going to lose that hair yet.
No, now it was hard to tell between Vince and Trump when it was hair versus hair. Like, oh, dang, I don't know.
It was, because you're like, I could see maybe Don wanting to go with a new look since his hair was, you know, the whole whatever. But I can't imagine him bald, even though they made, like, you know, back then composites or whatever, what it looked like if Trump were bald.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm glad Vince lost.
I don't think it would be very good.
Vince looked okay with a crew cut after he came back. You know.
Yeah. You know, Vince was pretty much willing to do anything.
Oh, as far as that goes. I think that's how Linda was able to get her seat.
Look.
Put me in the Hall of Fame and I'll put your wife on my cabinet.
He has a thing for Burberry scarves, so.
Yes, he has.
Interesting.
He has a thing for Burberry.
I know it's wrestling, but look. Linda McMahon should have got a freaking Oscar for that performance.
That was good, the coma.
Because she did not crack week to week.
Nope.
And they tried to make her. She was in a coma, Paige, but she was there week to week.
Oh.
And guess what? She came out of it during the pay-per-view.
And then low-blowed her son or her husband, like with her arm.
Yeah, it was just her arm.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Imagine.
Not that.
It was a chemically induced.
You know what's great? We saw it.
Medically induced coma.
No, I don't think Cosby was there that night.
Knock her out.
We saw it, but Vince didn't because it happened to his back.
Yeah.
We're like, oh my God.
It was
believable.
It's like the time we thought Buff Bagwell was paralyzed, but he wasn't.
That was one of the most worked I ever got.
Me too.
That's so
like, what?
Sad.
Right next to Brock Lesnar retiring.
Did you cry?
I even put a thing on my damn Instagram.
Like, God,
man, what a career. What a career. This guy met him back this year, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, I retired.
Wasted it.
Yeah, it was a waste. It really was a waste. You should at least keep him off TV for a little bit. Make you kind of forget, and then he pops back in or something.
So what's the booking behind it? He's going to come back and beat Obafemi a bunch?
Doing it on the fly, man, the way it seems.
That is not good.
It shows.
You know what? I can't really blame Paul. He has a mind for the business. I don't think that would come from him.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then again, they brought Sting back to take a dump on him and, you know, make him lose at WrestleMania.
Man, I was thinking about that yesterday. Ew. That's weird you mentioned that. They didn't really poop on him, Paige. But they ended up...
They were mean.
Seth Rollins ended up hurting him.
That's why he didn't want to go to WWE for the longest time.
I don't blame him.
So he goes there and he loses at Mania?
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, but they give him the thing where he gets to go reunite with NWO. Oh,
that was worth it. They get to get these boys to pay day.
Yeah. How do you become popular and get someone to like you so you have a good narrative?
Well, Paige, when my book comes out, I'll get you a copy.
I want to know.
They tell you who's going to grab that brass ring. Who's going to, well, who's going to let me grab the damn ring? That's right. The question.
And it's never been a brass ring either, has it? It's always been like a title or actually Edge fought William Regal that time for brass knuckles on a pole.
God, do you remember the custody on a pole match with Dom?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And Dirty Dom was little between Eddie and Ray.
Yeah. And then Buff Bagwell's mom was on a pole one time.
God. Judy. You knew he wasn't paralyzed, Judy.
Judy Bagwell. I think she's still with us?
I don't think she is.
No. I can't.
Now, Buff's Dark Side of the Ring, where he's talking about his dad giving him and his buddies cocaine and whatnot, was very wild.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She passed away 2 years ago. Oh, we miss you, Judy Bagwell.
I forgot Buff lost a leg until I saw him recently. He got a leg amputated.
What happened?
I don't know exactly. I have to ask Jeff. Neil Koloff. As soon as I learn how to speak Russian, I'll ask him what happened.
That sounds
Shatoga.
Shatoga Tai. He'll play Texas.
He will. Right now.
What is it called? I almost said euthanize. That's not the word.
No. That would be a good gimmick.
What is the word?
You can't do that.
When you sound something out. What?
Emphasize.
No. That's what I was thinking, too.
Oh.
Enunciate.
That's what. Enunciate. He's the euthanizer.
It's the euthanizer. I think that was actually a Superman villain.
No, that was Denzel. It was like three movies.
That was Equalizer.
No, that was Queen Latifah.
Oh, no.
King's wife.
God, all over the place.
It takes a while to get that going.
It's nice to have the day off yesterday.
Yeah, I'd take about 10 more in a row, but, you know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you get bored after the third?
You know what? Maybe a little.
Yeah.
But it takes a while now to get the brain going. Now, we mentioned some stuff when we got in here that was kind of jogging it a little bit, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's always fun to do. Just have that, like, hey, man, I saw this. Oh, really? Well, I saw this.
Or let's do this. Oh, we don't have enough shows.
Oh, we have this voicemail that we need to play. Ooh.
Oh, you got to work that in.
Got to play that voicemail today.
I even had Talk Wrestling was on the list. Got to do that. That's cool.
Well, plus, that voicemail that we're going to play is really nice because it's like, look at us, all over the country.
I don't know.
All over the country.
Yeah, boys. Get some residge off of that.
And something we haven't done in well over a year, the return of the Brutally Honest Music Review today.
Oh, look at that.
As a favor.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I have my thing right here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, you do. Both of them, in fact. I see them.
I'm going to have to break out the new cushion.
Oh, yeah? You got a new one?
Well, when we got it with
the big one.
Yeah, I just can't remember who sent it to us.
We get so many gifts.
I think it came from Chattanooga.
We do?
Yes. It might have been from Santa Claus.
Don't they make moon pies and whoopee cushions in Chattanooga?
That's
the big exports.
Is that really where the moon pie factory is?
Oh, yeah.
I like moon pie.
Boy, I don't.
Birth of the moon pie.
My daddy would say, that's another reason why you ain't Southern. I don't like moon pies or sweet
iced tea.
Oh, he loved moon
pies. What's
wrong with you? I don't know.
Ugh. I eat them every day.
Oh, moon pies?
Yeah.
No, that's what you shoot.
The yellow ones, too.
Shoots moons at.
Oh, Lord.
All right. We will we'll take a break. Like I said, that's the stuff we got coming up. The Brutally Honest Music Review. If you've never heard that, we play a unsigned artist. And then it's kind of like, we don't spin a chair around or anything, but we kind of hit our noisemakers when we don't like it no more.
We could spin a chair around, but
you wouldn't see it. And
it'd be kind of silly.
I'd get dizzy for nothing.
We'd get dizzy. Dizzy like Dizzy Gillespie.
Because we're old.
Yeah. Well, come on.
Mine spins.
I'm 47. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm 50.
Yeah, you are. Let me hit this.
I'm 50. 50 years old.
You know, it's trending. It really is.
A lot of people are.
Turning 50 is now trending. So if you're not on board, get ready, okay? More after this. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works. The Rise Guys rule.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, big swerve. Na, 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 na.
So good!
So good! So good! Dun, dun, dun. Sugar and Spice. What's up to all the people having breakfast this morning? Yeah.
The shout out, Spartanburg. What's up, Judith?
The staff is so nice.
So nice.
Have I?
Here's some scrambled eggs.
Dang. Man. Every song should be a mashup now.
Well, now you know why I think. I thought it was, I was thinking it was Monday. So that did all mashups today for rejoins.
Yeah, you did.
It's there's okay.
There's some good ones, too.
Mashup Tuesday.
I love it.
Screw alliteration.
Yeah, hang on now.
It's mandatory. We play Metallica. Wait a minute. It's an idea. Mandatory Metallica.
Well, if we take a bunch of Metallica songs, we put them together, and you got to guess what they are. You know?
Oh, man.
Do that for tickets.
You can't do those things anyway now. You could just, like, Shazam it. It would tell you the three songs.
Yes, everybody
Secret
would cheat,
sound,
too.
Like, hey, smart speaker, what's it sound right here? It sounds like someone opening a safety pin.
It's like, oh, let me call and guess.
Cause I just won $25,000.
Or they'll pay off a bill for you. Remember they used to have to fax in a bill.
Oh, yeah.
We'll pay off.
Man.
I got a bill to pay off.
Talk about give it away, privacy. People don't want to lose their privacy to, you know, put it on a doorbell or anything like that or a traffic cam. But by God, if somebody's going to pay it, you'll send a copy of it with the address on it, all that information.
Yeah. And there's always somebody on Facebook that's like, and they'll post anonymously too in these community groups, like, look, need food or, you know, need some money for a bill or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And people will say, well, just, you know, give us your account number and I'll pay it on your behalf. Oh, I appreciate that. I really do. But I really want the money right now.
Money.
God. Give me cash.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you were going to say somebody like, they like got on there and said, I talked to a buddy of mine that works there, and he said, you don't know anything. You know how people do that. It's kind of like semi-doxing them. I just drove by your house where you said you lived. Your power is on. I saw you watching TV. Oh,
yeah, Lord. You got every light in the damn house on. You ain't got no balance.
I smell your dryer running back there.
Hey, it smells good, too.
That's
creepy. He's out there watering his lawn. This ain't smells, got no water.
Smells so good that I know you're using some good top-notch stuff. Top shelf turd.
Top-notch. Bunch of bull.
You're talking about buddies.
It's a lot.
Talking about buddies.
A lot.
Well, you just said the word buddy. I was looking for a little.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, hey, buddy. Way.
Hey, there you go. There's another one. I had one contact me over the weekend. He's trying to get a group together. It's
a group.
Yeah, he's like, look, let's get four of us together to go to Atlanta. And I'm thinking like a ball game or something in the fall. Like, what's he trying to do?
First off, he doesn't know you very well.
Yeah, he don't. Because I'm like, we ain't talked.
A new buddy.
Come on.
He's like, we ain't talked in a while.
You don't do the boy trip anymore.
Which is what it was going to turn into, very odd.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I don't want to go to a game or whatever. He's like, we're not going to a game. I need to get a group of people together to get a cheaper rate on a body scan, is what he said.
For like health?
That's like what medically? I'm thinking. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, legit, like, you got to get a body scan? What's up?
He's oh, like, he was wanting everyone to go do it, or you were? He was taking up money for him to go get it done.
No, all four of us to go. He said he gets a group to go for a cheaper rate.
What's wrong with him?
Well, that's what I said. I'm like, what's wrong with him? He's like, nothing's wrong. It's a preemptive scan. So you go.
Yeah, but how much is that, though? Like,
well, after I talked to him a little bit.
Because, I mean, like, when I had, you know, my hip done or whatever, I was like, and you know, my doctor, he did me a solid. I was like, do me a favor. I said, go ahead and scan my knees while we're here.
Do everything.
Do it all. Go ahead and x-ray my knees.
He's like, oh, don't worry, we will.
Let's just make sure. And he said, all right, you know.
He said, not a problem. We'll call UHC as soon as we do.
I mean, it got covered or whatever. I think it needed to be seen.
Why not?
I mean, but like, why not be able to get into an entire x-ray like he's talking about?
Yeah.
And I know why. it's because they get you back in there. Oh, we had you in for your elbow. Let's get you in for your knee this week and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Each time, $4,000
30, 40 bucks in, whatever you co-pay.
Well, the name of the place is actually Elbows and A-Holes.
Oh, is
so
it?
That's real funny.
Do they make hot dogs there?
That's lovely.
Oh, no, that's Lips. Lips and A-Holes is the hot dog place.
There's a kind of different specialist.
Hips and elbows.
Which is very scary.
Knees and toes, knees and toes. That's where I go.
He swears nothing's wrong. He said, look, this is like a... like a health craze. You go get a full body scan.
Is he missing a key or a ring or something? He needs to go get x-rays.
I think he was in the...
Is he a drug mule by chance?
Too many questions too early.
Wow.
I think he was special classes early on.
Yeah, needs.
Turn to find out if that's a new phrase.
Come to.
It's going to be... do you want to guess how much it's going to be actually? Now, let me tell you what it is first. You get a full body scan, talking about the brain, everything from the top to the bottom.
Yeah.
They said 33 plus organs.
God, how many do we have?
I don't know. So I don't know if that's BS as far as, you know, how many organs we actually have, but everything from top to bottom, you know, like inside is probably scanning your rectum, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from the back up.
If you did the opposite way, it's dirty.
I don't know if you got a camera going in you while one's scanning you or not.
Like you scan like you wipe, no?
I guess, yeah. Side to side. He said it's going to be an all-day thing.
This is like without, obviously, insurance. It's like out of pocket.
Yeah. They might take insurance, but I don't think they would since this is like a, not really cosmetic, but like when you go get fillers, like one of those type things.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that. It's kind of like a preemptive strike, kind of like, hey.
Pretty much, yeah. So he's like, need at least four of us all day, one time.
Is this person wealthy?
Not wealthy, but makes good money, and I don't know what he does. Like, he will not tell me what he does, but he's always traveling for work. And he's about to get married, too.
Might be a CIA agent.
And his kids are grown.
Man, that's got to be like $8,000 or $10,000.
Close. Well,
Paige,
not.
What do you say?
I know that I've had a MRI CT scan for my head when I was having seizures, and it was like $4,000.
You had seizures?
Yes.
Here?
I had three of them. Huh?
Here?
No.
Like you had them back to back?
I think it was around when we had COVID.
God.
I don't know. They never figured out why I got them.
But I never knew that.
I didn't either. You might be epileptic. You might need this
one. No, because I had all those tests done. I actually left Jeff Lewis Neal's wrestling match early because I wasn't feeling good.
And, that'll do it to you.
And I had a seizure in the restaurant parking lot.
Which one? Which restaurant?
City Range.
Oh, Lord.
Good gracious. You might got slipped to Mickey or something.
Mm-mm.
So are we talking like a full body, like shaking type deal?
Well, yeah. And then I was like,
how'd you drive?
I was with somebody.
Yeah, but you can't drive 6 months after having a seizure.
I didn't go to the emergency room.
Oh, Paige, good Lord.
I didn't want to go.
Do you remember, like, having it?
Mm-hmm.
So do you shake?
It just hurts. Like, my body hurts so bad when it was happening. Like, I didn't know what was wrong with me. So I went to my doctor the next day and had a bunch of tests done.
He's like, turns out it's just an orgasm, Paige.
But that's what it would have cost without insurance.
Well, that was the insurance because I had it was expensive. I know having three of them.
So you have one, you stop for like a couple of seconds. I guess you have another one, stop, and then you have the last one?
No, I mean, it was just random. They just came on different situations.
That is.
But how did you get the CT scan if you didn't go to the hospital?
It was ordered like that week, like the next day I went. To the hospital.
You did, oh gosh.
Oh, you wouldn't see like a you didn't go to an emergency right then, you went mm-mm. after. You gotta go right when it's happening, right? I don't know if I want to go to this now. Well, I already know I'm not gonna go because it's $4,000 a piece.
That's all?
Now,
I mean that's
yeah, $4,000 sounds about what I paid.
He said now you can finance that if you want. I'm like, I don't want to finance a body scan. I would get one if it were cheaper.
Put it on stretch pay.
But $4,000 for...
Yeah, but that's not... I figured,
Plus, you could find something that you didn't want to find, or maybe you didn't want to find
it. Well, that's preemptive, though. That's really good.
From the body to the...
Like, why don't they do that, when you go to the airport? Like, why can't they put the technology in there and say, hey, by the way, when you get to Puerto Vallarta, You got a lump on your lung. So I want to get looked at.
It's a drug baggie. Let me pass.
I'm serious.
That would be really scary, though.
What can they see? Can they see your genitals in an airport?
Yeah.
That's why they want
Mine
you to go
Mine got filled
through.
Up.
Hey, come here. Go back through this again.
That'd be embarrassing.
Yeah, really.
Stand there for 3 minutes.
I have a belt on. They're like, no, it's not the belt. And I'm like, well, God. I mean, have at it.
So if you
didn't even need to, do you want to go back here privately? And I'm like, no, do it right here.
If you want to get
publicly grabbed on my shaft right here in the airport, go ahead, buddy.
It's okay. I had to take my boots off because I kept pinging.
You know, they didn't even make take the shoes off. I was like, well, good. That's where I got my Coke.
That's where I hit it.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
I'm Paige.
I mean, hello.
Hello. We begin with this. You know, sometimes it's hard to run a business these days, and the climate of opinion is changing with people.
Oh, yeah. You got to constantly bend over, right? Leave me a 5-star review. Not a bad one, though.
Well, you have to ask because no one does it.
Which is, do you, like, is that, I never check Google ratings. Is that something a lot of people do?
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll even go to, Business Advisor,
which
is like the online Better Business Bureau.
Yelp is not a thing, right? Like this,
I don't think it's really not on this side of the country. It's more of a West Coast thing.
Oh, yeah. But don't you assume that you're just getting your friends to?
I mean, Amazon. Like, if you buy something from somebody, they'll offer you a discount for a review. That's kind of messed up.
That's illegal too.
Like, they just
yeah, you can't do it.
I don't know why they keep
Amazon
doing it.
Amazon will shut them down hard. Actually, I can't get my friends to do it, Paige.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. I
I can't either, so.
I know. Fat boy, leave me a review, you bitch.
Wow. Do you want that review?
You stupid bitch.
How are you on?
Do you want it from Fat Boy? Because he
would.
That's
what?
True. I've seen some of his Instagram comments.
Say, I can't even tell you what Balls Mac Butter did
I
for
knew
me.
You were going to say that.
Wow.
Two of my favorite things, balls and butter in one product.
Yeah, I know. He loves it.
Wow.
I'm a co-leaver
review
now.
Instead of Cool Whip now. No, it's non-edible.
Okay. All right. So you may have heard that some restaurants are changing their plan, including Hooters. Why would Hooters be changing? Well, money.
Hooters.
People aren't going there like they used to.
No. Well, it's kind of, I mean, they, I don't know how you redo it. I mean, you know, change the outfit a little bit. I'd say put them in thongs.
Please. That's a rite of passage for a young man's birthday. Like, you know, 11, 12 years old, take him to Hooters.
So they're trying to pull themselves out of bankruptcy, and this may be a good idea or it may fail flat. They want to get family friendly. They're doing a family friendly makeover. And
don't.
I don't know. I've never took my mom to Hooters. But, you know.
She had the shirt.
She did have the shirt.
God, what was the tagline? Tacky? Tacky something.
What was it?
Something tacky.
Then I think they changed it to just, you got to go to Hooters.
Oh.
Because they had Coach Gruden doing the commercials.
I always enjoyed going there.
I loved their wings. I love their wings
so
and
nice.
Their fries.
So one of the bosses, so they're doing this family-friendly makeover, nice. And one of the bosses has even said that he wants to bring back the delightfully tacky version of the chain where
it is.
You won't see a bunch of butt cheeks hanging out. So what's wrong with that? I mean,
I love that. That's why I go.
Yeah, I like it. Tacky.
I don't think they're going to build rebuild the one in Anderson to call fire. I don't think they are.
Oh.
And it's gone.
Those girls were nice there.
I never met a bad Hooters waitress. They're all pretty cool.
I think one event that I did, and I don't remember which one it was, but they all signed a T-shirt for me. And
did you get it framed?
When my mom was in the hospital, listen, when my mom was in the hospital, I kept buying clothes, and I would never get them back. I would just say, don't launder them. I'm picking them up that night because I would buy her brand new pajamas. Mm-hmm. Well, all of a sudden, she had no clothes. I looked in her bag, and all her clothes were gone. So I said, okay, this is it. I'm done spending money at this place. So I got her a Hooters shirt that I had, and what? All the other, like, T-shirts that probably weren't the best, but I, you know, like, yeah. rock, like, yeah. Black Sabbath or something really hardcore my mom was wearing.
Or Pete Johnson shirts. Or...
really sexy yoga pants and really nice. You know, I dressed her like I would dress myself.
Right.
And somebody took the Hooters shirt. It disappeared.
I forgot. You
after can, she wore it.
You could go in the vault, the one up here on Lawrence, and buy your shirts and whatnot.
Mm.
The old bank vault.
Oh, man. Yeah. God, yeah. This thing used to be a bank. That's right.
I think it was a Wood Forest or something back
yeah,
in the day.
It used to be, no, it wasn't a Wood Forest. That's Walmart. Right?
Yeah.
What a first off, Walmart. What a stupid name for your bank. Wood Forest?
Wood Forest.
Wood Forest.
It's called Walmart
hey,
Bank.
I live over there near Wet Lake.
It's kind of redundant.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's yeah. near Wood Forest.
Yeah, you assume there's wood in the forest and wetness in a lake.
Yeah.
At a wet lake bank.
Over there near Beaver Dam.
Oof. Mercy.
Beaver Dam Road. So, is it the old one or the new one?
Hooters, they're going to have a beach theme, maybe, that would work. Bring family in, you know.
Yeah, family. God, I mean, it's, I don't even, like, would two lesbian moms want to take their kids there? Or,
maybe.
Or, like.
Are their kids lesbians, too?
I mean, I'm just saying your traditional mom and dad are not going to go to Hooters together.
No.
I mean, some of you might, you know.
But places like Hooters and Twin Peaks are for the guys, you know, for the most part.
Or women, too. But, you know, yeah.
Like, don't change them.
Well, I have a friend that likes Twin Peaks because whatever, they served a certain kind of beer that she drank.
Right.
She liked it.
Great story, Paige.
That's a five-star review.
I'm going to talk to my friend Nikita about getting his place family-friendly. We should do that.
Chautauqua.
It's going to be the first ever family-friendly gentlemen's club.
Wow.
Make
ladies
sure
and
it.
Gentlemen's club. That's
oh, you never know which one you're going to get. Let's
you,
do that one.
You don't know. You might get a lap dance. It could be a transsexual.
And this
you
is
don't know. Is that okay to say?
The last time I went to one was with you guys, and it was very strange.
This is not a Russian gentleman's club.
No.
Fat boy went missing.
I went to Food Line to take a gnarly dump. I'm sure the boy who had to clean the toilet could verify
God
it for you.
Bless.
This is after the girl showed us her, she showed us everything, to be honest with you.
I wasn't
did
there
you have
that
a
night.
private dance?
No, there were nice rooms, and I don't know how much I can say about all that. There were rooms in the back. You can get comfortable if you needed to.
Yeah, you know, little shared space.
Yep.
Okay.
Very nice with the couch and the TV.
Wasn't that like an after party for like some kind of Valentine's something?
Yeah, I think it might have been.
I wasn't at that one.
It was one of those.
Where were you?
I don't know. I've heard that story umpteen times. I wasn't there that night.
It's there now, but it's a different spot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And it was awkward because I remember one time I was sitting in the room by myself and, you know, I didn't know where all the boys went.
You were the stripper. You didn't realize
no,
it.
I wasn't.
You're supposed to be working. Shout out to Bikini Bay from back in the day.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
What's the other one in? Oh, Tiger Tales.
Yeah.
Tiger Tales.
Oh, God.
Now
it's all apartments.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, college kids, back when I was in high school,
whoa.
This was a T-bar up here.
It was something
no kidding.
Else.
No kidding. Once in a while, they'd tell you to take your dollar and staple it to the wall and sign it.
You can go to Paul's and then the strip club if you wanted to.
It was like we were doing why don't they do that anymore with the was it Jerry's Kids or whatever, when you'd buy the Shamrock or whatever and write your name on there. And,
oh, that's nice.
We'd always put like fake names on there so we'd see it, you know.
Yeah, some mom and pop gas stations do it as a scam to, you know, get money.
Well, it was fun. Bring it back.
KP1. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.